You can find food from just about any part of the world in New York City. The Brooklyn Brewery is trying to push New Yorkers' palates even further by going back in time. This week it hosted a dinner party inspired by the local cuisine of Dutch settlers and Native Americans in the 1650s. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang gives us a taste.
Back when New York wasn't even New York yet, and before the English took over in 1664, the Dutch called the city New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam tastes like salt pork. It tastes like venison.
Andrew Gerson is the head chef of the Brooklyn Brewery.
It tastes like fried dough. It tastes like back fat.
It tastes like a heart attack.
It tastes like a heart attack. Yeah, it was very protein heavy.
And very beer heavy.
Water wasn't palatable in the 1650s. Water carried tons of bacteria. Like, people brewed to stay alive.
Details Gerson learned from reading history books and journals written by Dutch settlers, all to prep a menu that would bring diners back to 1650s New Amsterdam. Gerson says many dishes from that period don't hold up well to mainstream American taste today.
There were some things that I was like, yep, not going to do that one.
Like?
A lot of liver, a lot of intestine, you know, tripe, for instance.
Not to mention salted fish. But some ingredients are still relatively popular in 2015.
We have some beautiful breakfast radishes, some delicata squash, just typical vegetables that you would have been able to find.
Finding and using as many local ingredients as possible was how Gerson decided to compromise for authenticity in his dishes. He says it's a retro way of thinking about food that's making a comeback.
You know, there are professional foragers now. There are people going into the countryside, much like the Lenape did, much like the Dutch trappers did.
They were doing locally sourced before
exactly.
It was hip and
before
cool.
Before it was hip and cool, it was necessity. It was survival. Twist a couple rounds in here for me.
Gerson and his crew put on the final touches in the kitchen. For appetizers, clams seasoned with sumac, which the Lenape Indians used as a spice. There's also a Dutch-style casserole of vegetables and smoked salt pork in a cornmeal porridge that the Lenape introduced to the settlers. But the first course is venison, which Susan Caprio of Brooklyn gives a try.
Well, this is a venison tartare, so it's raw meat, but it's good.
Do you feel like a Dutch settler?
Not yet, but I think I will. If I have another beer, I think I might actually get there.
Sitting at a nearby table, Deborah Schwartz, president of the Brooklyn Historical Society, says this dinner shows how the Dutch settlers are still relevant more than 300 years after their rule ended.
There are still Dutch colonial houses. There are still street names that are directly connected to the families that really founded the various towns and villages.
Looking at the Dutch legacy on today's New York is just the first part of this time-traveling series of dinner parties. Chef Gerson says the next one is on the rise of French-style restaurant dining in 1820s New York.
Where two cultures collide, the street hawkers, the everyday food of New York at that time, versus the high-end restaurant.
Then it's to the Prohibition era of the 1920s, before the final dinner goes back to the future, to the 80s.
There's going to be neon, there's going to be scrunchies, there's going to be leggings. Like, we know what we're wearing to this dinner.
But what they're eating, not so much. Gerson will have to go back to the history books to figure out that menu. Or maybe he just needs to find a DeLorean time machine. Hanzi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.